The following is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
From Alaska Airlines Arena in Seattle, Washington, Westwood One and Learfield IMG College present NCAA basketball. Today, the Washington Huskies host the number 8-ranked Oregon Ducks. Westwood One's coverage of college basketball is sponsored by Capital One, by AutoZone, by Geico, by Granger, by Wrangler Jeans, and by NCAA.com. Oh, they're rocking here in Seattle. The students are back from break. They're jumping up and down. So are the Huskies on their bench, rocking and rolling. The ball is in the air, and here we go. Ducks and Huskies in the Pac-12 opening tip, controlled by Washington, working to our right. Ducks open man-to-man, and Bay handles out front. Lobs to the near right. A skip pass into the corner. Comes underneath to Carter. He drives and dishes it back to the wing. 15 to shoot for the Ducks. Out front, Bay. Bay against Pritchard, crosses over and pitches it to McDaniels, who bombs and misses on his first attempt of the day with that shaky foot.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're gonna watch him the first couple minutes. They are looking at him and they want to be convinced he's able to play, Bill.
Oregon's first possession against the UW 2-3 zone defense. Pritchard handles out front. He has been a nemesis to Mike Hopkins in this Washington team over the last couple of years. He lobs it out to Richardson. Handles off a ball screen to the driving Duarte, out to Pritchard with three to shoot. Bombs a three and connects.
That's exactly what we talked about. Those red situations when the clock gets under 10, you've got to locate Peyton Pritchard. They're having trouble getting the ball inbounds.
Against the press, a near turnover. Ball tracked down by Wright on the sideline. This is a defense that has given Washington trouble last year on senior day here. And then again in the Pac-12 tournament, the Dogs had a hard time scoring against Washington, against the Oregon.
Both these teams above average defensively. Expect some long possessions this afternoon.
3-0 Oregon leads opening minutes. Stewart's first touch, turns in the lane, spins over his left shoulder, misses the jump hook, but it goes out of bounds back to UW.
Yeah, Francis Okoro had two hands on it. He couldn't secure it. That was a problem for Oregon Thursday night in Pullman against Washington State. They've got to limit UW to one shot a possession.
Inbound to McDaniels, deep in the right corner, lobs the ball to Bay out front. The shot clock is going to expire. It's a lack of recognition on the Huskies' part, and they turn the ball over.
Jaden McDaniels didn't realize the previous shot had not hit the rim. And the problem for Mike Hopkins was it was at the basket away from his bench. It's hard to communicate across the court. Even a freshman, though, should recognize that.
Really loud in here at the Heck, Alaska Airlines Arena. Sellout crowd watching the Ducks and the Huskies. Ball gets kicked off the foot of Isaiah Carter in the front court playing that zone. And Washington will settle back into that 2-3 zone that has been a staple of Hop's program since he came here from Syracuse after he spent 22 years as an assistant under Jim Boeheim. Richardson handles out front, now back to Pritchard, one of the elite players in the country and a record-shattering guard. Shot clock down to five, a lob into the corner, and a driving attempt by Justin puts it up, misses. Off the glass and rim, and the defensive carom comes from the Washington Huskies.
Another long possession for Oregon. Almost bled 35 seconds off the clock. Both of the initial possessions.
Oregon leads 3-0. A lob low and a foul is called. As soon as Stewart caught the ball, he got hammered inside, and it is our first foul of the game. And it's going to go against Justin on the hack. How do you handle a guy like Isaiah Stewart?
Well, you hope they're not making shots from the perimeter, because if they're not hurting you from outside, Bill, you can kind of collapse in and surround him. And that's what Stanford was the first team to really do that. Isaiah Stewart was off to such a great start. He had 15 straight games where he was playing really well. And now he misses the first one right there. But when they're not hurting you from outside, then you can collapse around him, get multiple players on him, and make him give up the ball. If you have to play him one-on-one, you got your hands full. He's only a freshman, but he's a man. Misses both of the free throws.
He made the first. 3-1 the score. Stewart is 6'9", 250. NBA scouts ring this court here today to take a look at number 33 for the Washington Huskies. Just a freshman, but a likely lottery pick. Here's a long jumper for Duarte. Hit the front of the rim, no good. And the flat-footed rebound comes down to McDaniels. Into the front court, a long lob. Caught by Wright. Baseline on the left side for the Huskies. Skip pass to Carter. Ball fake, a drive to the goal. Puts it up around and out. High rebound. Bounces back to Carter. Fresh shot clock for UW, trailing 3-1.
Bounced on the floor, but again, another offensive rebound for UW. Two possessions, two offensive rebounds.
Out front, Carter, one-on-one with Pritchard. A lob to the block, caught by Carter. Jump hook with the right hand, in and out, and an over-the-back rebound called by the baseline official on Wright, going over the back. That'll be the first foul on Hamir Wright. He went strong for the board, but gets called for his first.
David Hall, veteran official, he made the call. Entire student body. They're not wearing black and white shirts. They're wearing purple ones. They didn't agree with that call.
Oregon leading 3-1, nearly 4 minutes into the first half today from Washington. Huskies settle into the 2-3 zone. Pritchard pitches it into the paint to Richardson. Back of the basket, a lob to the baseline. Caught by Justin. Now a long three from the wing. Good for Duarte. His first one of the day, and the Ducks lead 6-1.
Chris Duarte is not bashful. If he can see the rim, he'll fire.
His 35th successful long one of the year. 6-1, Ducks with the lead. They've hit a pair of threes in the opening few minutes of this game today. Out front, McDaniels crosses over, left-hand bounce pass to Bay. Mishandled it, had it stripped, stolen away. Pritchard with the steal. Ducks in transition. Pitch ahead, Justin to the goal. Couldn't finish on the layup. Rebound, a fight for the basketball. And Stewart rips it away from Pritchard for UW. Counter-attacking, here come the Dogs.
Opportunity right there, lost for the Ducks.
And Stewart connects a long three, his first goal of the game. It is 6-4 on the three ball by Stewart.
How about that, Bill? They got it inside to him three times. They only got 1 point from it. He comes outside and knocks down a three.
Oregon 6, Washington 4. 4 minutes in. Ducks bring the ball into the front court. There's a lob low to Okoro. Baseline on the left side. Backs in. Pitches it back to Pritchard. 9 to shoot. Pritchard off a screen. Penetrates into the lane. He fades. He fires. It's blocked out of the air by Stewart. A big block for number 33. His first of the game. And he came out to block Pritchard as the two stars of today's game go head-to-head. At the other end, he goes to the goal. Misses the dunk, but was fouled on his way to the goal. It's an electric atmosphere today in Seattle. Foul on Oregon and a timeout on the floor. Our score, the Ducks 6, the Dogs 4. This is Westwood One's coverage of NCAA basketball.